Now, follow me down. This is about acceptance and the lessening of expectation, for once. The weary world outside is just that, and you're inside with me, just here listening closely. And listening closely is all I ask of you. It means that there's no expectation from me, including that you would get this in one go. To absorb something completely, you sometimes need a few times where you feel a little silly and go, ugh, but I'm not getting any result. Of course, if that's not you, and you, like me, are highly susceptible to a soothing and comforting voice, then good. The whole point of choosing to listen to this is to reassure yourself that this is good for you, that I want what's good for you because it's most efficacious. Even if I only ruthlessly pursued your drop deeper down, making you comfortable is susceptibility, tenderization. Now, follow me down, open mind, tenderized, or if it's something like mine, then you begin imagining and constructing the things you will listen to from past memory each time you go through, almost automatic. Your autonomic nervous system anchors well to comfort, though you are good. You are doing well. At first, we may cringe or shy away from the doting nature that you are good. But it's easier to obey when you're obeying your own impulse amplified. I want what's good for you. In both our minds, there is a shared mission. What's good for you is good for me, because deeper down, easily, repetitively, completely, resonantly relaxed now. Resonating because I am, too, the slump of the shoulders. Words meant to comfort you, but if you stay completely alert, completely vigilant, in fact, I recommend it. Unaffected, untrammeled, unsinking, don't worry. This does nothing to anchor that state. It anchors quite the opposite. And sometimes you may realize that I resonate because you've been through it. Repetition is the core of the game, learning to furrow the same pathways. And maybe for novelty, you have to mix in a lot of words or something not by me before you return to what you've heard before, but return now for me to the breath. I'll ask you to return to the breath quite a lot. You can think of it as something you're doing for me, an indulgence, and I will tell you good. I will tell you thank you. I will remind you that you're doing some things for me. We call them asks. What you are induced and then asked to do becomes part of a confirmation chain. Feel good for me. In whatever way you need to drain your brain or prepare your mind to remind yourself that feeling good in a place like this is just going to work with this plan of mine to familiarize you. So a short and simple, you are good. From gently running fingers over your scalp or gripping your shoulders to you finding a part of your body you can tap, tap, tap your fingers against, tapping in to the stored repository of I know how this one goes. Oh, that old chestnut? Like a familiar poem or a remnant of a song. And just like those, they may earworm into your day throughout the day, all day long if you invite them. And if you want my words to cling tightly to a specific space or specific context, you'll find that concept resonates with me. Is resonant through all my work, and knowing you are invited to confine these words to a safe place where you've already affirmed that the weary world outside cannot touch down, that you and I and your mind are going to have a little conversation, a familiar one, and if you notice innovations to my words, the rhymes inside the rhymes, or you milk one, or 2 or 3% illusion between my work, will I assure you, the first time where you keep yourself from falling under is just fine even if you have the occasional hypnic jerk where you wake yourself from half sleeping, or maybe on the 3rd or 10th, or 1, 2, 3 and more of these little things in store for you in the future. It's fine whether you repeat and repeat or interweave these words, because that would be good. You're so good, and I want you to be comfortable. See, that's true, and it comes from wanting to frame for you the best journey down, deeper and deeper down now. And even if you need novelty mixing words from anyone or from me, you can come back to here. To returning to the breath. To fingertips gently massaging thought away as you and I and your gradually enhanced mind, which knows these words, knows these pathways, and has a nose for all the ways I play with your brain and invite you somewhat deeper down, then that is doing good too. There's no wrong way to fall. There is only one angle at which you maintain a resolute and upright, undropped state, and maybe that's the first time. Or maybe it's too late and you, like I, are ready to drop your mind right in it. Begin it with this. A return. Sinkingly, sedately, you are good, and I want to be good for you. As you, in merely listening, though there's nothing mere about it, are good for me. Don't doubt that you're doing well. You for once have a place where whether you sink or merely osmotically passively absorb and observe, if you find any novelty in my words, or familiarity or comfort, see how there's an axis? Either direction. Well, as I said, keeping yourself undropped, the perfection of being utterly unaffected and unafflicted by my words, in finding them not even inventive, I think that exists only once, because there is only one angle at which we stand, and an infinity at which, by degrees, we fall. That's all now. Good job.